RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is MP on the mic on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
11 o'clock Wednesday morning. Still atoning for my Monday omission. We had a lot happening Monday. The Hokies had the dramatic finish. The Commanders won. I hear from the JMU fans all the time, what does it take to get a JMU segment around here? And so we continue our atoning for that. What does it take? 70 and 63 in back-to-back weeks. Yeah, that's not a bad place to start for sure. We love the Dukes, and we're going to go out to Harrisonburg right now. Katie Harper covers the Dukes for the Harrisonburg Daily News Record. She joins us this morning. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Let's start there. What got into this offense, and what's it like covering a team that puts up basketball numbers every week?
Yeah, you know, when going into the North Carolina game, I don't think any of us were really sure what was going to happen after the offensive performances we had seen in the first 2 weeks. But I think that bye week just really came at the right time for them. Coach Chesney had said leading up to it that they just needed to get back to themselves and focus on themselves. And I think the bye week paired with just a few more days and practices of being as one collective team just really helped that offense explode. And I think you're seeing it now in the games.
Just a little bit. He said something interesting, I thought, after the North Carolina game, which was that he encouraged Alonzo Barnett to get back to having fun out there, and he got the sense they weren't having fun. And obviously getting booed at home at halftime is definitely not fun. But what have you seen from the quarterback that has really, you know, sparked maybe something in him that's helped him play a little bit better?
Yeah, you know, being at practice and even through the preseason too, before we even knew who the starting quarterback was going to be, there's always just been something about Alonzo Barnett that kind of stuck out. I think a lot of the time I would even forget how young he actually is and how few starts he actually has just because of how he carried himself. He really, really hard worker, went to practice every day and really just showed up and took it day by day, play by play. And I think as the time has gone on and he's gotten more of a chance to just kind of settle into the speed of the college game, you're starting to see now what he really can do. And we talked with Dean Kennedy yesterday, the offensive coordinator, and he said that when they picked Alonzo Barnett as the starting quarterback, they had absolute confidence in him and they knew what he could do and they knew that he was just an absolutely strong and capable quarterback. And a lot of it just came down to giving him that time and allowing him to kind of learn the game and learn the speed. Because as Dean Kennedy said, I believe he said it last week, was that up until, you know, the Ball State game, Alonzo had maybe 8-9 quarters of college football to his name. So it's just kind of taken that time for him to settle in. And I mean, now after the last 2 weeks, it just seems like everything he's doing it well. He's not turning the ball over. He's making the right reads. He's running well. He's throwing well. And he's just really become a leader that this team needed.
That's good stuff. Katie Harper joining us from Harrisonburg, the Daily News Record, online as well. Read her JMU stories, of course, and Alonzo Barnett. Just, you know, that comfort you can just see. You know, he feels good in the pocket. He feels like he knows what he's doing now. And, you know, you're right. He only had that very limited amount of college football experience. But now we crank it up another notch. Sun Belt play starts this weekend. And I think everybody agrees this is a really good conference this year. What's awaiting these guys? And what do you expect out of conference play this year?
Yeah, the conference play, I think, is going to be a really interesting one. If you're looking at it right now, I think maybe some teams are in different places than what we maybe would have expected them to be heading into the season. And I know this weekend specifically, they're traveling down to ULM, and it's obviously going to be a hard trip just because of the sense, you know, you're going from Virginia all the way down to Louisiana, and that's going to put some wear and tear on the body. And they're facing a ULM team that I think maybe has caught some people by surprise. Their one loss was to Texas, and it was obviously a big one, but you can't really put too much blame on that. I mean, it is Texas, and they are good. So I think it's going to be a really interesting week to see how they prepare and how they handle the travel, because they are going up against a ULM defense this weekend that looks really good and has performed well at times. And I think JMU still has the offensive pieces to succeed. And outside of that UNC game where JMU gave up 50 points, this is still a really, really strong defense and kind of the defense that people have come to expect out of JMU in the last several years, especially at the Sun Belt level. So I think JMU right now is really setting themselves up for a good run through this conference.
Yeah, if they can clear the hurdle this weekend, they're coming back home for Thursday night or national TV. I would imagine there's going to be a little bit of excitement around that one.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, yeah. The excitement is picking up pretty quickly on that one. We got word yesterday that even they had allotted an extra 1,000 student tickets, and the student tickets still sold out within 36 minutes. And it's expected to be the biggest student crowd in the history of Bridgeforth Stadium. So there's excitement brewing around this team. And I think it's something we've seen for the last several years, but with a new coaching staff, it hasn't dropped off at all.
No doubt. That one's going to be a ton of fun either way, but certainly more fun if they take care of business. It's, as you mentioned, very good Louisiana Monroe team. I think a lot of teams are going to lose to Texas this year, so certainly no shame in that. Although, if Arch Manning needs to transfer, I'm just saying we could find room for him at one of these lovely state schools. You know, if he's tired of being stuck behind Quinn Ewers, we can make room for him. Katie Harper joins us from JMU, JMU reporter for the Daily News Record Sports. And you mentioned Bob Chesney out of the gate. His first year, obviously inheriting a program where the expectations are sky high every year, and certainly the success speaks for itself. How have you seen him acclimate to the role and this job and kind of embrace that?
I think he is just really walked in the door from day one and has taken over control in the best way possible. I think he has done such a great job of not only, you know, 7 months ago, he had to bring in so many new players because of what the transfer portal had left JMU with. And he went out and him and his staff found players that some of his assistants had even said it to me, that they didn't necessarily go out and get the highest rated player when it comes to what they can do on the field, but they went out and found really, really good football players who fit the identity of the team they wanted to build. And he has done that, and he has created such a positive surrounding to this program. I mean, he's getting out in the community. People feel like they know Coach Chesney in this area now, and it's been really neat to kind of see him, you know, not only continue this success that JMU fans have come to expect on the field, but he's doing it while also making sure that this team is known and doing things in community and volunteering. And, you know, I think after the first 2 weeks, there were obviously some people that were a little nervous because of the performances that they were seeing on the field, and it maybe wasn't exactly what they had come to expect over the last few years. But since then, and since that UNC game, yeah, I think people are just riding high with him right now and really, really liking what he's done and the people that he's brought in to be a part of the team.
Yeah, they've picked up right where they've left off. And what I love is, you know, didn't even pay the price for having that acclimation period, because they were able to squeak out those two wins. And so they stay on the right side of the ledger here, coming into a fun stretch of games starting this Saturday. Sunbelt play opens for JMU. Time for one more here with Katie Harper from Harrisonburg. And Katie, can you take us back to Chapel Hill to that game? Just watching them run up score after score after score, and then obviously I would imagine a pretty celebratory mood afterward. I mean, what was that like? What did that do for these guys?
You know, in the moment, all of us media members that were sitting up there was quite a few of us that cover JMU, and we were all just looking at each other like, what are we watching? Like, this is the weirdest football game any of us have ever seen, and we've all watched a lot of football. So it was just so crazy to kind of see what this team was able to do. And, you know, special teams was doing everything and anything they could to score points. And then just getting down after the game, and we had a huge press conference after. We talked to pretty much anybody we wanted to at that point. And they all were, you know, they were all really excited. But at the same time, they're all like, okay, but we're going to enjoy this one for the rest of the day. But, you know, tomorrow we're turning our focus onto Ball State. So I think what really stood out to me about that game, other than the fact that they put up 70 points, which is just mind-boggling at times, it's the fact that even after such a big win against an ACC program, for the second year in a row, this team was so quick to turn and be like, well, we have more to do. We need to get better. There are still areas that we can fix up, and we're now focusing on their next game.
It's going to be a ton of fun, and I would imagine that was a day you will not soon forget down there in Chapel Hill. I know watching the score, we were jaw-dropped here as well. Katie Harper, CATIEHARPER on social media. Of course, read her in the Daily News Record out of Harrisonburg. Thank you so much for making some time for us this morning.
Not a problem. Thanks again for having me.
Absolutely. That'll be a fun one. And then, boy, if they come back for that Thursday nighter undefeated, there's going to be a little bit of juice in that stadium in Harrisonburg, ESPN2 national broadcast. We'll step aside. We'll get to baseball, a little playoff baseball happening. We'll catch up to speed on what's going on. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.